Hey everybody, this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat with Scorpio. So today we are going to talk about exploiting children. So basically, there is an app. The name is called Vigo. And what the app is an app where you basically are showing your talent and you're getting paid for it. The way you get paid for it is when people throw you beans, basically. You have to meet a certain quota in order to get paid by Vigo. You also, to become a host, you have to audition with an agency. So that's the criteria of being a host on Vigo. Now, we're going to talk about a girl named, her name is Muriel Crumsey, right? She go by Angelic Soul on this particular app. And she, about maybe a month ago, she got all seven of her kids taken away by CPS. Okay? So, this is the thing now. She had already had a CPS case way before she had even was hosting on Vigo. She actually, I can't remember what she did, but she did something that caused her to be banned as a host on Vigo. So she can't even be a host anymore on Vigo. So basically what she was doing was she would go live and she would talk about her life, and basically she was showing her children what her kids were doing. She would abuse her children on her live verbally. She would talk about her 13-year-old daughter, which is the oldest out of them all. She would talk really bad about her 13-year-old daughter. She would literally talk about stuff that is actually personal when it comes to a child that shouldn't even be talked about in public, but she did. Unbeknownst, not even realizing that, you know, let me just go back. When you are on these apps like Vigo, and then there are similar apps like Miko, and Popo, and Pocosha, and Lively, you don't really know exactly who is on that app. You got people who are CPS workers. You got people who work for the federal government, the IRS, the feds, police officers. And you even got some people who be on the app but don't even say anything at all. Illuminati. And I'm just going to keep it like that. And so I always try to tell people that you really got to be careful what you are showing on the app, what you are doing on the app, because there's a lot of people watching and you don't know what type of professional work that they do. But unfortunately, with this particular girl, Muriel, aka Angelic Soul, she really didn't care what she did or what she was doing. You know, she continued to do what she did. So basically, you know, she would show her kids doing all sorts of stuff. One of her kids, I think he's about 5 years old now, she told him how he was being touched. And instead of getting off live and talking to him and rectifying the situation, finding out what was going on, she kept going live and she basically didn't do anything. That was one thing. Another thing that she actually did was she sold her court documents, or information rather, for $200. People have paid $200 for her to tell her everything that went on in court, because she's been going back and forth to court. That was a charge. And then she also recorded a conversation that she was having with a CPS worker, And, you know, being that CPS workers, they work for the government, it's a federal offense, basically. So she committed a federal offense. She not only recorded the conversation, but she revealed the name of the CPS worker. So she got charged with that as well. She got charged with child endangerment or not protecting the child, her kids. So eventually she ended up having her 7 kids taken away. 3 of her kids went to her father and his wife, her stepmother, and the other 3 went with their father, and the 1 went with his father. Now, the sad part about it is one of the kids, she told one of the kids that their father was deceased. As to the reason why he's never seen his father, which is very sad. And to happen to find out that your father is actually alive, because you're about to be living with him, that is a crazy way to actually find out that your own family, your own father is alive. That's just crazy to me. The fact that she would even go that far as to lie to her son and saying that is sickening as well. But the kids are doing well. 5 of the kids are doing well. No, wait. 4 of the kids, I'm sorry. 4 of the kids are doing very well. The kids that are with their fathers, they are doing well. The 3, there is speculation that the 3 other older kids have been put into the system due to a court violation committed by Muriel and her stepmother. Apparently, there is a court order that she was not supposed to have any contacts with any of her kids, but somehow she had contact with her kids that her stepmother was caring for. So now her stepmother made a post on Facebook saying, with a picture of the kids, saying she will miss taking care of the kids. Which gave a reason, which really basically saying that the kids were taken away from her, well, from out of her possession, and now they're in the system. Now, trying to figure out if that's actually true, or if this is some type of a storyline that Muriel and her stepmother has made up, because it's just a lot of things that Muriel likes to do for money. The Cash App money on the app, so she would make up anything just for money. Her stepmother has also told some people on the app that if they want to talk to her, that they would have to pay her $2,000 to do so, and she will tell them everything that they want to hear, that they want to know, which is crazy to me. So she's still on the app running her mouth since her kids have been taken away. Now this is the weird thing. She has a house, and instead of living in her house because she found a dead rat, now she wants to live. She lives in her car because she doesn't want to live in her house because of the rats. Now, problem is she won't call the landlord and let the landlord know. It's speculated that she has Section 8. She didn't call Section 8 to let them know what was going on, but she just chose to live in her car, or to sleep in her car. But yet she would go in her house for food, and she would go in her house, I guess, to, I don't know if she even takes showers, but supposed to take showers and get change clothes. Well, technically she wears the same clothes every day. But she's living out in her car. And now she tried to do to get into Polly. She did an audition with someone named TKO Capone, which I'm pretty sure nobody has ever heard of him before, but he was doing auditions for finding a female to join his polyamorous relationships or whatever. That didn't work out. She soon left that. Then she tried to create her own poly show, audition show, called Love in the Village. That didn't pan out at all. So then she calls a chat line. I guess Lifeline, maybe? I don't know. But she calls a chat line and she invites two of the guys that she spoke to into her car. Not in her house, but into her car. And one, I believe, just came out of jail. The other one seemed like he was trying to get over the death of his son. But that second one was kind of creepy a little bit because, you know, he told her that he lost his son and she did not have no sympathy, no empathy, none of that. She just laughed like it was a joke. And he mentioned it a couple of times and she just like ignored it. And all of a sudden it seemed like he just went off. And based on the body language that I saw, he looked like he was ready to beat her up, basically. So all of a sudden he ended up leaving. Then she was supposed to go on a date with a 73-year-old man, the retired cop at that. Now, mind you, this girl is only 29 years old, going on 30. And she's doing all this stuff after having her kids taken away. Her level of education is ninth grade. She didn't graduate high school. I don't even know if she graduated junior high, to be honest, but she didn't graduate high school. She can barely read. Her kids were barely able to read as well. Her daughter, the oldest one, she allowed a man that she's trying to say is the father of her oldest daughter beat her while she was live on this Bigo app. And she stood by the door and did nothing. So she's being charged with that too. That's where the failure to protect her child comes in at. The other thing is the guy that she had in her house, he put a lighter to her son's private area. Didn't do nothing about that either. So technically this woman is mentally unstable. She was diagnosed with schizophrenia. I believe she has more than that. The other thing too is she kept saying that she was pregnant numerous of times, then turned around and would say she's not pregnant. Then she would say she felt like she was, if she was pregnant, she felt like she was having a miscarriage. It was just so weird about this girl. She would just make up story after story after story. So right now, she really don't care about not getting her kids back. She doesn't want her kids back. I believe that she did all that stuff. She exploited her kids just so that her kids can get taken away. Now, the way her mind is working, the way she pictures it, she feels like she needed a break, so God allowed her kids to be taken away. Which is crazy. She also thinks she's a Hebrew Israelite, but the way she talks and the stuff that she does not give Hebrew Israelite at all. And then she mixes Christianity with it as well. So apparently it's been said that she has been a former stripper, that she was stripping at a strip club. I don't know if she's going to go back to that so she can make some money, but she also gets SSI as well. She doesn't really want to work. She just wants to collect money from SSI. She wants to milk the system, basically. So your tax dollars, if you live in Detroit, Michigan, because that's where she's from, if you live in Detroit, Michigan, you are paying for her kids, basically. Your money is paying for her kids, basically. So, this is what I want to say though. When it comes to the internet, if you have kids, you got to be really, really careful at what you do on the internet. Exploiting your kids is a federal offense. You can get 15 to 30 years in prison for exploiting your children. It's was said that she is in a child abuse registry, which I never knew there was a registry for child abuse. But she can never see her. She can never have contact with her kids. I don't think her parental rights was taken yet, but I truly believe that her parental rights is going to be taken. And I truly believe that she will eventually be doing some time in jail as well. What I want to say to the parents is be very mindful of what you do on the internet around your kids. Do not show your kids. The internet does not need to see your kids at all. There's too many weird people on the internet. Too many pedophiles on the internet. Keep your kids off the internet. Do not show your kids. Do not. This girl thinks her life is a reality show when literally she is allowing people to watch her go down. She's like a train wreck. And everybody's just watching her while she is going back and forth to court. And while she is basically... She's basically allowing people to see her fail. Yeah, she's basically allowing people to see her fail. And people really want to watch her to see if she's really going to end up behind bars. There are so many, if you want to know what I'm talking about, if you go to YouTube, you can go to a YouTuber. Her name is Logos Ase, LOGOSASE. If you look her up, she has a bunch of videos on angelic soul. Or you can type in angelic soul and a whole lot of stuff will come up. A whole lot. It will take you some time to even watch. And if you do watch, I'm gonna tell you now, it's gonna be some triggering things. It's gonna be very triggering. Now, but I do want to give this disclaimer. Nobody hates her. There are a lot of people that have tried to help her. There are a lot of people that have tried to talk to her. And then there are, and when she showed that she doesn't really want to help, you know, people have left her alone. Now, there are some, she does have some supporters. Well, I wouldn't even call them supporters. She's got some enablers because they enable her to do the stuff that she does. And then at the same time, she uses them for money. Everything that she gets now, she's getting through the people on the internet because they sent her Cash App. They send her Cash Apps. That's how she's being taken care of. She doesn't want to work. She just wants to milk the people on the internet out of their money. So, if anybody is on Bigo, or if you ever decide to even download the app, keep your money in your pocket. Do not give money to anybody that begs for cash apps. Do not. But that is all for now. Thank you for listening. If you want to hear any more of my podcastings, make sure you become a Spotify listener and stay tuned for more of my podcasts. Bye for now.